Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Live with Kathy. Heard and reaching listeners all over the world. February is the month of love. Love is in the air. Love is everywhere. On Tuesday, we had Love is Here Right Now. And we talked about the romanticism of love. And on Wednesday, for the love of travel, take a romantic trip. Rekindle, reignite the passion in your life. And age has nothing to do with it. And we're living longer. Why not enjoy the togetherness of a person that you've been with for most of your life? Today, for the love of iron workers. I could see it in my mind's eye. Now I'm going to take a little sip of coffee. By the way, it's 9 degrees in Shyland. Oh, that felt good. We worked out, and great workout. The elliptical and the stairs. Now, you do know that I'm all about exercise. And what do you think an iron worker does? He exercises his body and his brain. Now, I usually don't take callers on the half-hour show on Thursday, but today I'll make an exception. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. And if you've had any experience with an iron worker, or if you are an iron worker now, do call in. It shall be my pleasure to introduce you to the world. Now, you know that the shows are archived. So after the show, wait about 5 or 10 minutes, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on today's date, February 5th. Oh, we're just 9 days away from Valentine's. But you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm thinking of how the Silver Fox and I met. You know that I toured at the age of 12 in the world of classical ballet every summer. And I was about 15, I think, and I remember, I see it so clearly. I was running across an empty lot to get to the corner to catch the bus to take me to school. And I saw this convertible pull up. Man, good-looking guy. And I thought, there's one good-looking dude, and I loved his car because I'm a little car happy. And time went on. And years later, we met when I was older. I don't recall how. But he told me, he said, I've been waiting for you. I'm what? He said, yeah, I saw you run across the empty lot this one summer day. I was in my convertible going to work, and I saw you. I didn't know who you were. And I said to myself, I'm going to marry that gal. And we did. 62 years later, we're still together. Mazel tov. Warts and all, we're still together. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to share with you the history of iron workers. They're co-creators of art. and classic construction. There isn't a bridge, an apartment, a house, but nothing would be standing without iron workers. And I call it ballet on the beam. If any of you would like a copy of Ballet on the Beam, I'll be happy to send it to you. It's an original. I wrote it in one setting, meaning that I didn't change, it's letter perfect. I didn't change a word. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on to my websites, kathywatsonspeaks.com and simplyageless.net. And you will be sure to click on all of the buttons. And in my cover story, I do allude to the fact that Bill and I have, well, let me just read the whole 8 minutes to 10 minutes. That's on a CD. And if you're interested in the CD, it's very affordable. Opens with Aaron Copland's bombastic Fanfare to the Common Man. And then it just transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movements of the swan. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Iron workers, what a noble profession. Iron workers date back to the 16th century from England, France to Britain, and finally working its way to North Africa. No, North America. I had Africa on my mind. Man's quest for power and prosperity have fueled building developers' ambition to build ever taller buildings, soaring upward to the heavens, buildings, towers that have defined cities, flavored with ingenuity and declaring their reach to spiraling heights of grandeur. Ironworkers are a breed unto themselves. They're visionaries, co-creators of structures that without iron workers would not be standing today. Ah, the big John Hancock in Chicago topped out May 6, 1968, sidebar. You know that I am an experienced stair climber. And Frank DeMarco, out of Loco 63, he starred with me in Love Letters by A.R. Gurney. Oh, a new genre in fundraising. I digress. And I told him about my stair climbing, and he said, "Listen, Missy, when you get into that stairwell, you just pay homage to the iron workers that created that stairwell because it's going to make you safe." And there, I'm telling you, even when I do the Stairmaster today, I do 55 flights each week, I think of Frank DeMarco saying to me, "It is ballet on the beam." In 1931, the Empire State Building in New York opened and dominated the Manhattan skyline for 41 years. Under construction, the Freedom Tower in New York City, and Chicago's newest, the Trump Tower, and the list goes on. I have a special place in my heart for iron workers. I married one 55 years ago. I wrote the tribute to them 7 years ago. By all accounts, I'm sure the experts, whoever they are, would agree that no way in the world would a gal from the world of classical ballet and the world of haute couture, high fashion, find happiness with an iron worker. Don't you know you have nothing in common? It will never last. wait a minute, not so fast. Classics and construction do complement each other. Granted, I didn't see the comparison early in our marriage, egads. It was tough enough to get to know each other, warts and all, than to try to figure out if we were compatible. The honest truth, I had my doubts about our so-called chemistry. Come on, didn't we all? But time and maturity prevailed, and here we are on the brink of our 55th year. It's really our 62nd year, and they said it wouldn't last. My analogy on the classics in creative construction? Ballet. The art of body discipline, encouraging change, forming and molding the body. Ironworkers. The art of creative construction beginning with blueprints, following a disciplined path to achieve a work of art. Haute couture, the world of high fashion. Exquisite, beautiful expressions, colors. The effect of many hours behind the scenes in creating, designing. A mutual labor of love. Ironworkers. The beauty of their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. The pride and dedication is in the end result, building monuments, bridges, factories that stand the test of time. Ah, the celebration. The bow, bravo! Acknowledging acclaim for a brilliant ballet performance and fashion production. The tapping out ceremony. After a construction project has been completed, let the party begin. Ah. She towers so high, just scraping the sky. What a momentous occasion. The final beam of the Sears Tower in Chicago was put into place 33 years ago. Number of Sears employees, construction workers, and dignitaries who signed the final beam? 12,000. Similarities abound in the classics and creative construction, and yet are worlds apart. The Lyric Opera House in Chicago, 1929, home to famous ballet companies and opera lovers. My favorite ballet, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The Pas de Deux, a magnificent tribute to the male dancer's athleticism and strength while performing a series of grands jetés. The swan's graceful movements are breathtaking and pay homage to years of arduous training. The Airy Crown Theater Auditorium, built in 1960, where global designers present their latest creations to the world, glissade, gliding down the runway wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. The Lyric Opera House, the Airy Crown, yet another testimony and witness to the art form and dedication of iron workers and construction workers. Today, together, we created an interesting, complex life, but never boring. Best of all, we created three beautiful children. The youngest who's following in his father's footsteps. I just love it when Bob calls and asks, "Is Dad there? I need to talk to him." This gives Bill Dad, who retired in 1991 from Indiana Local 395, a chance to go back in time, to relive the glory days when he was just starting, the rush, the thrill of being able to guide Bob, to mold him into being the best he can be. Work ethics, integrity, taking pride in a job well done. being a co-creator of a work of art. What could be more rewarding? A day doesn't go by that Bill doesn't talk about ironworking 52 years in a profession he loved and still does, pointing out some of the jobs he worked on, specialty shops on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, bridges and steel mills in Indiana and Illinois. Oh, what memories. The Silver Fox continues to work out in the gym. We're both runners, cross-train with weights religiously. Currently, I'm a radio talk show host and host of an award-winning TV show in Chicago, CAN-TV. From the airwaves to the high waves, sailing the high seas as a guest lecturer on international cruise ships, to the sky waves. Memorial Day, fly to Denver, Colorado, to run the Boulder Boulder, a 10K race. It's a family affair. This is our 10th running. Hey, move over, Seabiscuit. Yes, Virginia, there is life after 60. Retirement, not even an option. In retrospect, ironworking provided a comfortable, secure life, and I wouldn't change a thing for the world. And listen, you guys, you could hoot, holler, and whistle all you want should I walk by. I will be so flattered. I salute all of you. I salute Jin Don. With affection and best wishes for 100 years of health and prosperity. The pleasure has been all mine. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHIWATSON, and click on February 5th. And sit back and enjoy the journey. Did you know? Breaking news. Did you know? Two giant titans coming together to create a better world. I want you to feel the energy in what I'm going to share with you now. Iron workers and Impact. They're having a mammoth convention on February 22nd, 25th this year, and the mission is to educate all of you. It's for improvement. It's for advancement. It's staying ahead of the crowd. And I love their tagline. Just reach out. Feel the energy. Now the mission for owners. Impact answers your demands of superior safety records and outstanding quality and delivery of world-class levels of productivity. Now you get a contractor. Now he is. Everything will be updated. They're so aggressive. They're way ahead of their time. They're visionaries. They're futuristic thinkers to get skills to be safer, more productive, and tools to run a more efficient business. iron workers, puts iron workers face to face with hundreds of contractors who are looking to hire trained, highly skilled, and safe workers to get their project done on time, professionally, and in a quality way. So, February 22, 25, 2015, in Las Vegas, Iron Worker Impact Labor Management Conference. Two giant titans coming together to create a better world. Now, here are the websites to find out more about Impact. www.impact-net.org and Ironworkers, www.ironworkers.org. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? When you go onto their website, I mean, these guys are brilliantly talented. Brilliantly talented. And my mission today and purpose is for to have you recognize them and acknowledge them as creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of iron workers. Oh, they wear their heart on their sleeve, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. To find out more about Ironworkers, log on ironworkers.org. But now all of you that are listening to me, you have a choice here. The grasshoppers have a choice. It's either college versus the Dom Perignon of the trades. Now, to get a degree, you usually have to go to college for 4 years. But if you want to be part of this consortium of titans, then what you do is log on ironworkers.org and see if you qualify. Yes, yes, yes. You definitely have to qualify. I don't know what your dream is. I have no idea. But until you check the website, you won't know. And this may be for you. Wouldn't that be awesome? After your 4 years, now you're an apprentice. You're an apprentice. And after 4 years, you become a journeyman. And you know what's beautiful about this? You're getting paid. You're earning money while learning. And your health care is established, and your pension, and it stays with you for time and all eternity. What do you want in your life? And by the way, women, big consortium of women in ironworking, welding, ornamental. I don't know what your dream is, but when I talked to Bill and Bob about ironworking, they both said that they needed to work with their hands. They needed to feel that they were, because of them, this building, this road, this bridge, this structure would be safe for time and time and time. So, I don't know what your dream is. Bill, being an only child, also known as the Silver Fox, he could have gone on to college. He could have done a gazillion things, and he said, no. No, no, no. I want to see the labor of my love. And Confucians say, if you love to go to work every day, there's no labor. It's joy. And no guts, no glory. So I don't know, what dream is dancing in your heart? And if you don't follow your dream, who will? Are you a goal setter? I don't know, is one of your goals to see whether you're college bound or if you belong in the building trades? I watched the Olympics in Sochi, Russia. My goodness. I could see the passion. You know, just to be selected to go to the Olympics is, I mean, you're just standing on the mountain with your dream still dancing in your hand. Stories of athletic struggle and triumph that in terms of life ambitions are applicable to every person. Don't live your life because of someone else's dream. And you won't know if ironworking is for you unless you log on. www.ironworkers.org. And I ask so many of them, the ironworkers that I get in touch with, why? Well, many say, you know, it's tradition. But it was, you know, Kath, let me tell you something. When you're down there and you're digging, you're welding, and you're putting in hours and hours of passion, because a little bit of an iron worker is left in the end result. And then, when the project is completed, oh, you have no idea how ecstatic the feeling is. And you look on their face. We go to their reunion in June of every year, and I see the younger iron workers coming in with their little trophy girlfriends, and they have the highest regard and respect for the retired iron workers. And after the handshake, they hug. They really hug. And of course, it goes without saying that they relive the glory days of the building that they were responsible for. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Iron Workers and Impact. They're coming together to create a better world in Las Vegas, February 22nd to the 25th. Owners, contractors, iron workers. They are giant deities of incredible strength, but it's sprinkled with passion and the love for what they do. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. To find out more about Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. And if you want to become part of this gigantic deity of titans, log on www.ironworkers.org. And if you have that dream, don't go to the very end saying, I wish I had. Why didn't I? I wish I had. I will, because I want you to feel the energy. Until next week, make it a great week. Au revoir.